Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Tenaya with Go the Distance. What does joy have to do with following Jesus? You know, the Christian life is not supposed to be a long-faced existence. Many have this image of this serious Christian as the never-smiling Puritan. In reality, Paul says that joy was one of the evidences that the Spirit is active in our life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. You know, joy is the second fruit mentioned in a believer's life. So how can I have that deeper kind of joy in my life? Well, recognize that joy increases as the closer you get to God. You cannot be distant from God or preoccupied with other priorities in your life and expect to enjoy that deeper joy. Getting closer to God is not about being religious, nor it's about abiding in the fullness of the joy of the Lord. It's about receiving the abundant life that He wants to give you. John 10:10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full," or have it abundantly. I want you to experience His joy, but not only found in that saving relationship with Jesus, but knowing Him daily. Today, my prayer is that you would know Jesus and follow Him and experience His joy. This is John Church reminding you to go the distance in Christ.